Welcome to part two of our podcast with Brent Leary of CRM Essentials on some of the trends we can expect in 2016. Personalized marketing. We've heard a lot about personalization, contextualization, the importance of location and other kinds of personal data points for individuals, for companies. How is this going to take shape in 2016, and what might we see as far as personalization of marketing and maybe even sales?
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think companies need to start small with this stuff. And I'll give you Amazon as an example. I know it's kind of hard to think of Amazon starting small, but really when you think about what they're trying to do, it's very basic. They're trying to make it easy for you to find the stuff you want. They try to make it easy for you to get the stuff once you, well, to buy it, and then they make it easy for you to get it. And they concentrate all of their efforts on removing as much friction from those three basic things. And so I think if companies can understand the basics of what their customers want, the very basic things that they need, that's where you start. And you start delivering on them and building on top of that. So you hear about beacon technology, you hear about all sorts of stuff, and a lot of it is, once again, focusing almost sort of like a Hail Mary approach on buying technology, and they do it, and they're willing to spend a lot of money on the technology, but not enough on actually understanding the very basic needs that customers want. And just by buying the technology and not doing that, it creates a mismatch. And one of the people who really crystallized this was Adam Bosworth when we were at together out at Dreamforce, and we had an opportunity to talk to all those great people out there.
Yes.
So Adam Bosworth is the EVP of the Salesforce's IoT cloud, and one thing that he said just resonated with me. He said, you know, everybody's focusing on, IoT and connected devices, and what a lot of folks really don't realize is that you can be a connected company and still not be customer-centric. I was like, man, that's a pretty profound statement, and he went on to explain, well, hey, you know, my wife has a connected car, and so the expectation you would have from if you have a connected car is if you're driving along and something, you know, the engine light comes on, then you're expecting that the company who has created the connected car and servicing the connected car would know immediately when that light goes on that, you know, they get a notification saying there's something going on with this car, and then a series of events would take place like, okay, now that they know that the light is on in the car, let's go ahead and notify, you know, the driver and let them know that, hey, we see there's something going on with your car. We've looked at we looked at your calendar because we have access to it on your phone app that's next to our app, and it looks like you have some time that you can bring it in and we can look at it. And, oh, by the way, because you're a great customer of ours, we're going to make sure there's a rental car at your disposal when you get here to drop it off. So that's not just a connected car. That's a experience that is enhanced because of the connected, you know, technology that's in the car. Right. She didn't get that experience. What she got was the light came on in her car. She didn't get notified by a vendor app. She had to call and then get put on hold and then have to repeat, you know, her name and, you know, all her information a couple of times, and then had to tell them what's going on. So what good is having that connected car if it's not connected to an experience that should make it better for the person when things happen? That's
right.
Just what I think we have right now with a lot of this stuff.
Right. So kind of outfitted with the technology, but all the stuff that kind of fuels getting that data into that actionable position that you were talking about earlier, companies are still quite far away from that.
Yeah, I think it's just a traditional kind of problem that we've had when it comes to buying technology from a business perspective. You could just look at CRM. People would buy CRM applications without having a clue, a really specific clue as to what problem they were really trying to solve and what success would look like after they solved it. They would just go ahead and buy something because they hear everybody else is getting it, it's popular. They would go and buy it without doing their needs analysis and really looking at their processes and looking at, you know, are these processes necessary? Do we need new ones? Do we need to tweak the ones we have? Can we get rid of some? They would just go ahead and buy technology and I guess hope and pray that the act of buying it was going to solve all the problems.
Right. So now, and in your example, you alluded to yet another trend that we foresee kind of morphing in 2016. That's this whole realm of the Internet of Things and wearable devices. And where do you see these technologies going in 2016? And I'm sure you'll cover this, but where are things today, and where do we need to get to?
Well, I think where we are today is in the very formative stages of the whole idea of the Internet of Things. At the Salesforce event that I recently went to here in Atlanta, they threw out a number. I believe 75 billion devices will be connected by 2020, which is just an unbelievably high number. it's kind of hard to get your mind around that. And then the other stat they threw out there was 90% of the world's data has been created in the last 12 months. So you figure, if that's the case, what is the data going to be, how much data is going to be created when all these devices are out there and they're connected and they're talking to each other? So I think, we're at the very beginning stages of this whole, IoT and connected device movement. And right now we're seeing devices come on board, but they're not connected to the point where the experiences that need to be created are going to be mapped directly back to these initial devices. Not yet. I think it's still early. People are learning. They're trying to figure out, how to capture all this data, how to analyze all this data, and then what to do with it. I think we're just so early on to this. And maybe a year from now, I think we'll still be on the end stages of the beginning.
Right.
So I think it'll be fascinating to see what companies like Microsoft and Salesforce do, because even they're partnering with each other and they're learning from each other's experiences. You have companies like the health, like the Fitbits, that are leveraging these connected devices to kind of help folks get more healthy and fit, and connecting their systems and devices to other systems to create a more holistic look at the overall health somebody has. So there's just so many things that are just kind of starting. I think by the end of 2016, we may have a better understanding of where things are going. But right now, I think it's open learning, experimentation, and trying to just figure out, almost you try to take your first steps like if you're a little baby.
Right. And as you have alluded to and mentioned in other parts of this recording, where does that, data go from the device to which application? Does that application sync up with other applications? Is that data integrated? How do you glean insights from that data? What do you do to make that data actionable and pare it down? Are those all things that we need to tackle this year and maybe in the years to come to make IoT and wearables really have greater promise for customer experience?
Yeah, I think if we're looking to create the best experiences, the most relevant and most contextual experiences possible for our customers, all that really does have to take place. Now, I really don't expect that to happen anytime soon, but progress needs to be made at on all of those different pieces to that puzzle. So yeah, it's a massive undertaking, but just the potential is so cool as to how these types of services and these kind of, you know, clouds and the use of data and these devices, the potential for doing incredible things is there. I think it's going to be a struggle for companies, and I think one of the main struggles is going to be the struggle to try to get something out, and you know, sooner than later, and not necessarily having it fully baked, but baked enough to get the interest.
So, Brent, as always, I hope we'll be talking again soon in this context. And for more on CRM, you can always check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.